Asherotica. The title of this post is Office Flirt. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I don't particularly like my job. I mean, it pays the bills and I've got medical, so it's not terrible either. But I jump out of bed every morning ready to go. I'd like to say it's the people that make me excited to be there, but in truth, it's only one person. Sonia was what some might call a cougar or a MILF. To me, she was much more than that. She was like the personification of lust. From the way her dark wavy hair flowed to the middle of her back, making me want to run my hands through it, to the small definitions of muscle in her arms and calves that begged me to trace my fingers about them. Her breasts looked as though they were the perfect handfuls. She made sure to wear her blouses just open enough to catch a peek of her cleavage. It was the perfect amount of tease, strengthening my posture to see a little more. And that ass, my goodness. It was round, bouncy, and plump when she walked, and when it was flexed it was a tight bundle of solid muscle. Now you must be thinking I'm a creeper, but in my defense, she encourages leering and ogling. Not that she dresses a certain way kind of encouragement, but literal verbal encouragement. The very first day I worked with her, she made it abundantly clear. It was just your typical first day. She made small talk, asking him questions about myself, teaching me the ropes around the office, and the like. It wasn't until the end of the day when she changed into her workout clothes. She wore a fitting white tank top and long dark blue yoga pants. She had just come out of the bathroom and was gathering her stuff to go. She was at the file cabinet putting away a file or something, and I found myself staring at her ass. At this point, I couldn't stop my mind from wondering what she was wearing underneath, and then she flexed her cheeks, showing me how tight she could make it. My eyes bulged and I let out a low uwo. I unconsciously licked my lips, imagining my hands cupping her cheeks and my hands taking big bites and long kisses. Then she turned and I snapped my head back to my computer screen, praying she somehow missed me being a complete and utter perv. I focused so hard on my screen, ignoring impulses to take side glances at her. I sat still trying to pull off the Drax invisibility trick like a total idiot. My prayers were not answered, to say it mildly. In a few moments, Sonia was leaning atop the short partition and asked, "So how'd you like it? Work is okay. I'm sure I can get up to speed pretty quick." I answered, trying to keep my eyes on my screen. I knew exactly what she was talking about, but decided to play it dumb. I mean, staring like that was pretty dumb already, so why not go with it? "I'm sure you can. Being as young and as fit as you are, but stamina is the key. We don't want you to tire yourself out before the real fun starts," she said with a giggle. My dirty mind almost had me blurting out some inappropriate reply to that, but I held in check, thinking if I played this right, maybe she'd look past what I did. I mean, it was only looking right. No, it wasn't only looking. I fucked her is what I did. Right. I just want to be helpful around here. Still, I stared at my screen, trying to avoid eye contact, hoping dearly this would just go away. Getting fired on my first day for inappropriate actions would just be mortifying. "Oh good, you can help right now by telling me if my underwear lines were showing through my tights." Damn it, the jig was up. The breath left me and I hung my head. "Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stare. Please don't tell HR. I promise it won't happen again." My head snapped up at the sound of a hearty laugh. I looked up to see Sonia resting her elbows on the partition, cradling her chest and her head down, shaking in laughter, her dark curls making a cascading curtain in front of her face. It took her a couple more seconds to stop, and when she did, she looked up and took in a deep breath as she pushed her hair to the sides. She looked me into my eyes and tilted her head with a huge grin. "Oh Han, aren't you just the cutest thing? You should see your face right now. I wouldn't turn anyone in for looking at me the way you did. I worked too damn hard on this body for no one to take notice." I just stared back at her, not believing what had transpired, which only made her smile grow as she stared back at me. I opened my mouth to respond, but the words wouldn't come out. I didn't even know what to say to that. Instead, I closed my mouth again and swallowed hard. She leaned further over the partition, causing her breasts to push tighter against her forearms and creating a great view of her cleavage. My eyes started to venture down to get it into focus. I tried to clear my head and kept telling my brain she's looking right at me. A lot of good that did. Lifting my eyes from her cleavage was like me trying to deadlift an elephant. My eyes are up here. My eyes popped back up to meet hers at the understanding of her words. Fuck, I've been caught again. And really, how could I not? She was looking right at me the whole time. I felt my face heat up to about 1,000 degrees and felt beads of sweat begin to form on my forehead as I held my eyes on hers. She looked back, her face full of fury. One eyebrow was raised and her lips formed a thin line. Oh man, was I in trouble. Then her body started shaking. Her head tilted back and I readied myself to get an ass chewing. Except what I heard was anything but hearty throaty laughter burst from her and again I sat there in stunned silence. What the hell is going on? I thought. It took longer this time for her to stop laughing but I started at her face. Waiting and focusing all my willpower into keeping my eyes right where they were. I squinted my eyes to blur the sight of her jiggling breasts on the partition in the periphery of my sight as she continued to laugh. She slowly stopped herself and blew out a long exhale, wiping her eyes of tears that formed. She looked back at me and said, "I really needed a good laugh. Working with you is going to be so fun." Then she turned away and took a step. I exhaled all my tension at the motion and put my head down and muttered to myself how stupid I was and then questions popped into my head thinking what the hell had just happened. I was too busy questioning what had happened to notice that she had turned back until she coughed to get my attention. I looked back up and all the nervousness rushed back into me. "You enjoy my workout attire, and I am looking for a workout buddy. Maybe you could come with me next time and you can enjoy it for a lot longer than just the 5 minutes before I leave each day." Was she coming on to me? The prospect of having her ran through my head. Images of her breasts and ass popped back into mind. I shook my head waving those thoughts away. Remembering I'd saw rings about her left hand. No, she must be teasing me again. She was married, right? No. Oh, that's too bad. Looks like you've got a little chub down there that needs to be worked off. She must have mistaken my shaking head as saying no to her. And did she just call me fat? I know I've gained a little weight lately but I didn't think it was that noticeable. Or is that a big chub? I guess I'll never know now. She said with a wink and turned away. I stared after her as she walked away confused at her last comment and wink. Then as she walked out the door with her stuff I looked down at my stomach wondering if I was deluding myself into thinking I wasn't that fat. Then realization dawned on me as I saw my cock poking its way through my pants. With all the teasing and confusion, I didn't even know that I had become fully erect and was completely noticeable. I had to sit there for quite a bit flush with embarrassment waiting for my cock to calm itself but the little bit of excitement from just the possibility that Sonia was genuinely flirting with me had the opposite effect. It wasn't until after the boss came by to tell me he was closing the office that I popped up my head and looked around to see no one else was around and scurried off to the bathroom. I'll spare you the details but a couple of minutes later I walked back out of the bathroom having taken care of the problem the only way I knew how. I headed back to my desk with a quickened pace and head held down in shame. It was like I was a stupid teen horny again. I shut down my computer and gathered the little things I brought into my bag and headed out. The next morning as I got ready I couldn't help but think about Sonia and her invitation to work out. So I grabbed a set of shoes and workout clothes and stuffed them into my backpack. I was pretty sure I'd backed out of it but you never knew I could build up some courage. Maybe. Just thinking about working out got my temperature up. I imagined being behind her on a treadmill watching those cheeks bounce, seeing the sweat glisten on her skin and her chest heaving gulping down big breaths. Fuck, this wasn't a great frame of mind to be in when I get into the office. So in the bathroom, I went again hoping that would be enough to get me through the day. Spoiler alert, it didn't. As soon as I got into the office there she was leaning against a file cabinet, hip cocked out to show off her lovely curves in a gray fitted dress pants. I had to hurry to my desk before I embarrassed myself. She spotted me coming in and turned her attention away from the conversation with Julia and wiggled her fingers at me as her way of saying good morning and smiled a big mischievous smile. She even leaned over a bit to show how loose the front of her blue sleeveless blouse was. I quickly put up a hand and put my head down to focus on getting the day started. I must have looked so dumb and flustered. But that's all right, better than looking like a complete perv and getting fired. Surprisingly, the morning went on pretty well after that. I just did the work that was in my entree. Then lunch happened and I swear she worded the question to get a rise out of me, no pun intended. She leaned over on the short partition just like she did the day before and said in a low whisper, "Hey Tom, no one's in the office. You wanna eat out?" My dirty mind twisted her words and I started to choke on my saliva in disbelief at what she was asking me. My head snapped up to her and I was sputtering an incoherent response. "It's not a difficult question, Tom. Do you wanna go grab lunch or not?" She said with a giggle, "Oh, lunch." I finally answered as soon as my brain put everything together. Definitely not asking me to eat her out. I have no idea what the fuck I was thinking. This was real life, not some dumb porn movie. Yeah, lunch. Come on. With what just happened, I decided going out for lunch with just Sonia was a bad idea. I might misconstrue something she said and be left there sitting at a table, so I wouldn't be walking with a pitch tent out the door. Plus, I had a sandwich, so I had an excuse ready. I'm sorry, but I have lunch already. Thanks for the invite, though. What? That sandwich there? Oh, Simon, there's a great place down the street. They have this hot dog stuffed with cheese. It's so thick and juicy, and when you bite into it, the flavor just bursts in your mouth. Her eyes closed and she began licking her lips. My cock decided this was the moment to awake, and he started poking his head up to hear more of Sonia's delicious description, wishing it was him bursting his flavor into her mouth. I sat up straighter and pushed myself snug against the desk so that we didn't have a repeat of yesterday afternoon. Her eyes opened back up again and she asked, "So, you gonna come with me to help satisfy my hunger?" She was so doing this on purpose, but at that moment, even if I did want to go to lunch with her, I couldn't stand. The head of my cock was beginning to hurt. It was pushing against the inside of my pants so hard right now. I tried to muster out the words, but my mouth and tongue couldn't function, so I just shook my head to decline. She stuck out her bottom lip and her eyes dropped, giving me the sexiest sad puppy dog face I had ever witnessed. Awa, first, you don't want to work out with me, and now you don't even want to walk with me to grab lunch. I'm beginning to think you don't like me. No, I blurted out a lot louder than I had intended. Then I said in a softer tone, I'm just trying to save money. Maybe next time. Suit yourself then. And just like that, she turned around and left. After that, the afternoon seemed to fly by. There was a ton of work to keep me busy and my mind off of Sonia. That is, until she came sauntering out of the bathroom in a light blue loose sleeveless top that came down to her hips and black fitting soccer shorts that exposed all of her well-defined thighs. She started heading in my direction and tried to look busy at my computer, fighting the urge to take glimpses of her. Then it was like deja vu as she rested her elbows on top of our partition. Time to clock out. Tom, get changed so you and I can work up a sweat together. Fuck, how I wanted to just jump up and do as she said. I mean, I had my clothes and shoes. This is why I impacted them too. But General Akbar kept popping into my head screaming, it's a trap. Yeah, sorry. I have something to do after this. I've gotta get going soon. See, there you go saying no to me again. That's three now. It's really bad for my self-esteem. You sure you can't even spare 15 minutes? It's stairs day, so we won't even be leaving the building. Oh yeah. No, I can't miss it. In fact, I have to start packing up already. Thanks for telling me the time. Fine, go do what you need to, she said with a tinge of anger in her voice. Then she spun around and I could see the top thinned out in the back, exposing thin crosses of black fabric that must have been her bra, and smooth tan skin of her muscled last. My eyes ventured down further to see the shorts conforming to the exquisite curvature of her toned ass, but a little loose at the hem, where it barely covered the bottom of her cheeks. Holy fuck, if I was walking behind her going up the 10 flight of stairs, what a glorious view it would provide. Then my mind started to wonder what was under, and would I be able to catch a peek when I was climbing up those stairs behind her. It went on like that for a month and a half, just like that, and I noticed two things. One, she only talked to me like that when the boss's door was closed, as the rest of the office was pretty much empty of the rest of the employees out doing whatever they were doing. And two, I was beginning to get bolder and responding with my own double entendres, taking up more offers to lunch, and I had even started to join her for her post-work workouts. The first time was a week in, hoping she stuck to a pattern, which meant stairs on Tuesday. And I was not wrong, though admittedly not as great as I had imagined. Halfway through the first time up, my legs turned to molten lead, and my lungs were on fire. I was basically crawling up the second time, and there were so many spots in my vision I could barely see clearly. The only time I got a good look at that ass was when I followed her into the stairwell. Then she took off and I kept up for about one flight of stairs. It took a whole week before I could walk normally, and without pain. Every time I hobbled by her desk, she'd snicker and utter out, "Poor baby," with a pouty lip, or "Do you need me to rub you down?" As much as I wanted to come back to that last one, my body was too sore to really do anything but wave a hand and grimace as I walked away. She did say that yoga the next day would help, and I had no doubt it would, plus seeing her in tights in those poses had me considering it pretty hard, but when it was pretty painful just stretching on my own. The weeks after, I did take her up on more days, and it got easier the more I did, which in turn let me enjoy her more without fear of death. She caught me plenty of times watching her. And at first, I'd avert my gaze, but seeing her smile and either blowing me a kiss or winking had me smiling devilishly back at her. It was all staring and dirty comments, but I still couldn't push myself to do anything more. And that ring on her finger was always the big deterrent. That is, until the quarterly office party. It was more of a company bonding time at a bar down the street that was sponsored by Allison, the owner. It was pretty mellow for a bit and didn't last long. After about an hour or so, it was only me, Allison, and Sonia there. After a couple of rounds of shots, Allison called it a night too. Then it was just me and Sonia, and then memories begin to get a lot fuzzies after.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily.